الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين اللهم يسر ولا تعسر رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Inshallah, we continue with our lesson, looking at the information from Luqman. Luqman has given us some information which we will go through, inshallah. In our previous lesson, we've looked at Tawheed, the advice he gave his son, as he said in the Quran, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was telling us about that. وَوَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانِ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. That is where we're going to look at, because we've seen the first part. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُكْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تَشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Now we're going to look at وَوَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانِ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَحْنًا عَلَى وَحْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ عَامَيْنِ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. And then if we get the opportunity, we add وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. So inshallah, we'll be looking at those verses. Basically, our introduction previously took us to the shukr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made mention regarding Luqman, and also worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And today our discussion, as we made mention, will base on dutiful to our parents, and then later we can look at our relationship with Allah, establishment of prayer, and then also we'll be looking at Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar, sabr, humility, avoidance of arrogance, and also being moderate in our life, and also when we speak, how we should lower our voice and the way we should present our discussion. Now, after Luqman has advised his son regarding Tawheed, being mindful of Allah, or be understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without associating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with anything. Last week we looked at the concept of Tawheed, and also what it meant to have Tawheed or Shirk, which will be Al-Hafif, the hidden Shirk, and also the Shirk that is open. It is very important when we speak about this, we should understand sometimes people might be in a state of committing shirk but do not know. Because how a nafs, personal desire by itself, can be shirk, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran. Now, وَوَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانِ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued to tell us about the advice that Luqman gave his son, and then he said, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. We have indeed advised, commanded people to honor their parents. Why is it so? In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized on mothers. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَحْنًا عَلَى وَحْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ عَمَيْنِ. Their mothers bore them through hardship upon hardship, and also breastfeeding them and weaning them after 2 years. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought that discussion again. وَعَنِ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ. Because of these blessings that we bestowed upon you. First of all, your creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created you, who blessed you, who gave you everything that you want in your life, and also giving you that parent of yours, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, so because of that, be grateful to me and your parents. Remember, إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ, to me is the final return. We'll go through all this inshallah. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not left us alone in terms of obedience and dutiful to parents, but He then warned us again. So that we, because if it has been left open, be dutiful to parents, we will not know where exactly do we stand, what is expected of us, what is not expected of us. So for a child to be able to understand this advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or this command from Allah, Allah is saying, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ إِلْمٍ. Even though I ask you to be dutiful to your parents, if they pressure you, they try to let you associate something with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you have no knowledge about, what you do in this is, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Do not obey, do not follow them when it comes to disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if that is the only time Allah said, do not obey your parents, that could have been a big deal to associate something with Allah. We saw that in our previous verse, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. But having said that, quickly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, even though I said do not obey them when it comes to disobedience to Allah, but do this instead. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. But still, keep their company. Be with them in this world. Try to be courteous. Try to be their friend. Try to be supportive. Try to be respectful in this dunya. Do your best to your parents, regardless of if they are Muslims or not. So you cannot say, because my parents are non-Muslims, and for that matter, I can disobey them. No, the disobedience is only when they ask you to do something that is haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid. But apart from that, you are to be nice, to be kind to them in all aspects of life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ ثُمَّ مَرْجُعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. As the verse continued to say, and follow the way of those who turn to me in devotion. So in terms of avoiding disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow the way of those that have followed Allah's way in devotion. Turn to me, for indeed, to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all going to return. Everyone is coming back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let's look at these verses about obedience to Allah. We're going to go back to the Quran and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in some verses of Quran, like in Surah Al-Isra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about obedience to Allah, obedience to our parents, by saying, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. The most important component of our deen is our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah said that He has indeed decreed upon us that we worship Him alone and not associate anything with Him. So what is more important apart from this? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. So apart from the obedience to Allah, avoiding shirk, the most important thing that we need is ihsan. Be dutiful to our parents. Very important here, most often when we describe or these verses are translated, be dutiful to parents, is the obedience that we always translate the verse to be, does not necessarily mean obey parents in every single aspect. The obedience has to be in everything except disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Surah Al-Isra, He associated dutiful to our parents with the obedience to Him and following Him only. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued to tell us regarding this in that verse, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ إِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرُ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Now, scholars have argued about the word "uf" that came in the Quran. Allah is saying, "Imma yablughanna indaka al-kibar ahaduhuma aw kilahuma." If any one of those your parents of yours reach the old age, one or both of them, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا uf. Do not use the word "uf." Now, scholars went on this books upon books just to describe what is uf. And they came to the last conclusion that if there's anything lesser than saying uf to parents, Allah could have used that in the Quran. So what is this word uf? Do not get angry to your parents. Do not get upset with your parents. Do not disrespect your parents in a sense that when they talk to you, you are tired of them, that you feel like they talk too much, or you feel like they give you too much responsibility, or they're asking you to do too much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not in any way or form say something back to your parents that will be of disrespect. Mathalan, they ask you to do something in the house, and you felt like you were tired of this. You went away. You frowned your face. You shut the door. And you banged the door and just went in, just out of anger. Or when they're talking, you have something to say in your mouth, that words, sounds are not coming out of anger. You are answering them when they are angry, talking about what they ask you to do. Those are the oof. Other scholars said, no, when they reach the old age, even if it reaches a stage where they urinate on themselves out of old age, they cannot control themselves, they urinate on themselves, or they even do number two on themselves, when it comes to you as a child, in terms of obedience to your parents, do not be disgusted of what they did. Help them, clean them, and do not in any way or form feel like they've done something bad that you are angry about. For indeed, there were some time in your life where they used to change you, and they would change you without any anger in them to make sure that you are clean. You urinate or you went to the toilet on yourself, they will change you and clean you, and they will not have any bad feelings about it. So when Allah said, if any one of them reach the old age, you should be kind to them and do not say this word, it means that when they reach the age where they are too old that they cannot control themselves in terms of even urinating on themselves, you are to clean them without having any source of anger or sadness or even being feeling bad about it, because they went through with you in this situation and they never had to worry about it. They were cleaning you, being happy, trying to clean you. In most cases, when our parents are old, we are looking after them, we are eager that they will die so that we are free. When you are young and you are in that situation, no matter the circumstance, your parents want you to live. They want you to have long life. They want you to be healthy. Whatever that they're doing with you, the tiredness, the sleepless night, They don't worry about that. They just want you to survive. But in most cases, unfortunately, we in the other way are looking for ways in which they will die so that we will be free. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, when they reach the old age, لا تقل لهما أف, do not use that word أف, and that is to say, do not show any sign of tiredness when you are helping them in any way or form. ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. Do not yell at them. Most in this society, unfortunately, children will be yelling at their parents out of anger. Mom is talking, they yell back to them. You see, in this situation, some of our attitude is affirming the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَن تَلِدَ الْأَمَّةُ رَبَّتَهَا. When a person will give birth to their master. Because if a child, out of disrespect, will say words or scream at their parents or talk back to their parents, you can understand what they are causing for themselves, because كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ. The way you do unto your parents, your children will do unto you one day, but they're going to do worse than that. Remember, a boy who was arguing with his dad in front of his grandma. He was arguing with his dad in front of his grandma. The dad got angry of that disrespect and he slapped the boy. When he slapped him, the boy straight away looked into the dad's face and slapped him back. He was going to add, his grandma held his hand and said, do not add again. Your dad only slapped his dad once. كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ. The way you do, they're going to do back unto you. So his dad slapped his father before, and now today, his child also retaliating and even trying to add more. So disrespectful to our parents, in any way or form, it will come back and bite you. If you shout at your parent, you yell at them, one day your children will do worse than what you did to your parents, and it's going to be painful. If you disrespect your parents, one day your children will do the same. If you don't look after them, your situation will be worse, and you will be surprised what your children will do unto you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising you, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Always address them respectfully. Talk to your parents in the best of manners. Talk to your parents to the extent when you go away, they will look at you from behind and shed tears because of happiness that my child is really respectful. My child is obedient. My child is listening. My child is someone that will be somebody that people will be proud of in future. Don't be the opposite. Don't be the type where your parents are feeling, subhanallah, what sort of individual you're going to be in future. Fear, that disrespectful attitude, how you're going to act tomorrow in public. Don't let them have that fear. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show us the importance of obedience to our parents, He associated, attached obedience to our parents with the obedience of Himself. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا. Straight away, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue in this verse in Surah Al-Isra, وَحْفِذْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ الظِّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ لَهُمَا أَوْ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. وَحْفِذْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ الظِّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. And be humble with them out of mercy and pray for them. وَحْفِظْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ. Literal meaning will be, comport yourself and put yourself down in front of them. You know, parents of the past, they taught children this sort of character. The way they teach kids Quran, that is how they taught kids how to be respectful. When the dad calls a child, he responds and come and bow down in front of the dad. The child does not stand facing the dad. No. Out of respect. Children, when parents call them, they come, they squat in front of their dad, waiting for command. Today's parenting, you want to take your children to be your friends, and they rather want to step on you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches the people of the past. We know people that even when they are talking to their parents on the phone, as if they're standing in front of them, out of respect. The way they were acting, you're asking, but the person you're talking to is not here. Say, yes, but that's my dad. That's my mom I'm talking to. And then you see those that will talk to their parents like rubbish. They don't even care. So Allah is saying, وَحْفِظْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ. جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ. Be humble in front of them. Put yourself down in front of them. Let them step on you. That is the idea. When you are in front of your parent, remember you are nothing. You know, there's this sort of African saying that goes like, no matter how long you stay in the water, or no matter how long the wood stays in water, it will never turn into crocodile, right? Yes, no matter how long the logs or the sticks stays in water, it will never turn into crocodile. The idea here is, remember, no matter how old you are, in front of your parents, you're still a child. That is why when the Prophet ﷺ was advising his companions, he will tell them, go home and obey your parents. If they are not there, obey and respect their friends. Keep that respect, even after their death. Respect their friends, respect their siblings. So your dad's brother, your mom, sister, all these important people that you need to respect them, even if your parents are not alive. وَحْفِظْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And always supplicate, make dua for them. And say, my Lord, be merciful to them as they raised me when I was young. Which means, your parents being nice and being merciful to you in your childhood, you are asking Allah to do the same or more to them as well. So when we are talking about obedience to our parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many occasions, He drew our attention on this. Remember in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Remember when we took covenant with the Bani Israel. What did we say to them? لا تعبدوا إلا إياه. لا تعبدوا إلا الله. Do not worship anything but Allah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding us in the Quran by saying, this information that we saw in Surah Al-Isra, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Do not look at just that. Go back in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed the Bani Israel as well by saying, لا تعبدوا Illallah, do not worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And be kind to your parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. But there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added, being kind to our parents, Allah said, وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Being kind, as we made mention, is not total obedience of whatever they say, whatever they do. No. Being kind means in terms of your obedience to them, in terms of the way you talk to them, in terms of the way you follow their teachings and their commandment, as long as it does not contradict and also it does not lead you to committing shirk or associating something with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that sort of obedience and kindness do not stop on just your parents. Wazil qurba, do the same to the close relatives. Do the same. Be kind to your relatives. Your relatives, we spoke about, your parents, brothers and sisters, your mom's brothers and uncles, aunties, whoever that are associated with the family. But then, waliyatama, be kind to orphans. So you can see that concept of kindness. Being kind does not necessarily mean obedience to orphans. No, be nice to orphans as well. والمساكين and the needy. وقولوا للناس حسنا. And also when you speak to people, speak the best of words. Speak with kindness. And that is one of the problems we're facing in our society today. Unfortunately, when we come together as friends, as family, sometimes we cross the barrier of being nice. Allah did not say be nice to only your parents. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ. When it comes to words that comes out of your mouth, talk to any person on the planet, husna, with kindness, with respect. These are the teachings of Islam. So when we go back to the advice of Luqman, he made mention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in that verse, when you are kind to your parents, remember, anishkurli, be kind to your parents and show gratitude to me, waliwalidayk, and your parents as well. Be kind to your parents and also show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We spoke about shukr last week. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, be kind to me, be kind to your parents, show gratitude to me and your parents. And that, of course, we can see the words of Yahya, the son of Zakaria, when he was saying in the Quran, وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. Yahya was saying in the Quran, and being kind to his parents, and also he is neither arrogant nor disobedient. So Yahya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about him in the Quran, وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَيْهِ. He is obedient and also kind to his parents. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. And he was not arrogant nor disobedient to his parents. And not only that, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Isa alayhi salam, the son of Mary, in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about him regarding obedience, وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجَعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. And I should be kind, or I'm kind to my mother, and I'm not arrogant and deviant. That was Isa alayhi salam. Looking at this, let's also look within our mujtama. We're talking about the prophets of Allah. We've seen Yahya. Allah said he was kind to his parents. We've seen Isa alayhi salam being kind to his mom. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salam. When Ibrahim called his dad and his people towards Allah and they should leave or they should stay away from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his dad was angry about that by saying, أَرَاغِبٌ أَنْتَ عَنْ آلِهَتِنَا أَوْ آلِهَتِيَا إِبْرَاهِيم. Are you, Ibrahim, how dare, he's threatening, how dare you reject our idols, our gods? The dad was fighting with his own son, trying to show rebellious of the teachings of what Ibrahim alayhi salam came to him. But after all this, what did Ibrahim alayhi salam do? He said, I will ask Allah to forgive you. He did not say, I am the Muslim, You are not the Muslim. You worship an idol. I'm going to curse you. No. He said, I will seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness for you. And the same thing when you go in the Quran, you will see more of this. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was saying, Salamun alayk. Peace unto you, my father. Sa'astaghfiru laka, Rabbi. I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. Innahu kana bi hafiyya. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most gracious to me. That was Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also informed us about one man that was very important in history of Islam with the name Uwais al-Qarani. This Uwais al-Qarani, he became a Muslim at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he didn't get opportunity to meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he lived in Yemen. Uwais was in Yemen. The problem was he wanted to come to Medina and meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he has an old mother who was really sick. She depend on him. Anytime he wants to go, she will ask him to stay and look after her. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. He could not meet him. So he was not part of the companions. But now see what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding Uwais. The Prophet ﷺ told his companions by saying, يَأْتِي عَلَيْكُمْ أُوَيْسُ بُنْ عَامِرْ مَا عَمْدَادُ أَهْلِ الْيَمَنِ. It will come to you, Uwais, the son of Amir, from the group of people of Yemen. When you see him, the Prophet ﷺ was telling his companions, he has these signs. One of the most important things that you can know about him, he got this sore on him that was healed. It is only left with, let's say, like a coin size on his body. If you see him, ask him to make dua for you. For indeed, whatever Uwais ask Allah, Allah will answer his dua. At the time of Umar came when the Hujjaj came, he was asking about Uwais. Every now and then he will ask until the year that Uwais got opportunity to come. He asked, he met Uwais. Uwais al-Qarani was not extraordinary being, but because of his obedience to his mom, because of his respect to his mom, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about him, لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَا أَبَرْ. If he is to raise his hand and swore to Allah, I want this to happen, Allah will let that happen because of his obedience to his mom. People are living in difficulties and challenges in their lifestyle. They want to make dua. They want to ask Allah. But they do, nothing comes. The secret here, if you have your parents alive, be respectful to your parents. Always, because of his respect to his parents, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even asked his companions, when you meet Uwais, ask him to ask Allah to forgive you. Umar, he lived with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is second in command after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. But he has to go to Uwais and seek Uwais to make dua for him. He asked Uwais to make dua for him. Why? Because of the obedience of Uwais al-Qarani to his mom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him in a way when he is to raise his hand up and ask Allah, Allah will give him without any hesitation. You can do the same by obedience, respectful, being kind to your parents. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship Allah and do not associate anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And also be kind to your parents. وَبِذِ الْقُرْبَى, as we saw earlier in Surah Al-Baqarah. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke in this manner in many places in the Quran. To conclude, seeing the action of Uwais al-Qarani, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer any dua that he did because of obedience to his mom. What are we waiting for? One of the companions, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulallah, I want to go out to jihad with you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Ahayyu walidak? Are your parents alive? Qala na'am. He said, yes. Qala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Fafihima fajahid. If you want the pleasure and the reward of mujahideen being in jihad, be obedient to your parents, you will get that reward. And in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ is saying, Ridha al-Rabb tabaraka wa ta'ala fi ridha al-walid, wa sakhtu al-Rabb tabaraka wa ta'ala fi sakhat al-walid. The Lord's pleasure is in connection with the pleasure of your parents. If your parents are happy with you, Allah will be happy with you. If your parents are angry with you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry with you. So let's try the best to get a good relationship with our parents, respecting them, listening to them, no arguing, no talking back. Do not in any way or form show a sign of tiredness of being with them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, there are three types of people when they make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers their dua. Number one, da'wat al-walid liwaladih. The dua of a parent or father to his child. When a parent make dua to their kids, Allah will answer that dua. Wa da'wat al-sa'im. The same thing, a person who is fasting, when they make dua, Allah will answer. Wa da'wat al-musafir. And the same thing applies to the dua of the one who is traveling. The last, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, any person, man qara al-Qur'an wa amila bima fihi, whoever read the Qur'an and act upon the words of Qur'an, bimana, follow the words of Qur'an and act upon it, listen to what Allah will do. أُلْبِسَ وَالِدَاهُ تَاجًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. If you read the Quran, you heard the words of Quran, you act upon it, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will put a crown of gold on your parents. It's not about them. You read the Quran and you act upon it. Allah will put a crown on your parents. That is so shiny that it can be shinier. And he said, because the hadith describe it like this, the light of the sun in this world. That is how the crown that the parents will wear on that day, because their child read the Quran and act upon the Quran. Now the question is, what do you think of that person who read the Quran and act upon it by himself? You read the Quran and act upon it. Your parents are given this crown. What of you who act upon it? What is Allah going to give you? So in reality, boys, ladies, let's be mindful, respectful to our parents, being kind to them, and make sure that in any way or form in our relationship with them, we try, no matter how, whether they're old, we should always try to be kind to them. Inshallah, we stop here. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت ونستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. In our next lesson will be consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نعم.